Northside with red numbers and trim. Warts on the home whites with orange numbers trimmed in black. We're ready to go. Up she goes, and Northside stole the tip. Yeah, that's exactly right. Brett Patrick saw that, and he makes the correct call. That ball had barely got out of the official's hands before their guy in the middle, Jordan King, reached up and tipped it back to his guy. You can't do that. Warsaw will take the opening possession. And, by the way, Northside gets the alternating possession arrow. Martin out top. Sullivan, again, gets the start for Jaeger. Luke is on the bench. We'll see if he gets in. Bricker tries to drive the lane. Ball knocked out of his hands. Finlinson trying to wrestle it away. It's out of bounds. Last touch by the Legends. Gary Andrews not so sure. And the ball went underneath the bleachers at the far end. Carson Gould will dig it out. Warsaw will play it in from down in the corner. Gould to throw it in at the three-point arc down in that deep left corner in the northeast corner of this gymnasium. Gets it into Bricker on the left wing. Coming off his career-high games in back-to-back games, 22 against Homestead and then 30 against Huntington North. Gould at the right elbow. Dumps it down to Bricker in the low block right. He's surrounded. Finds a cutting Finlinson all the way out to a wide-open Martin for three, and it's good. Martin hits a three-pointer. And Warsaw has a 3-0 lead. Off to the right, this is Eugene Young. Dunks it down into King. King backs into Bricker, and that's not even fair. Jordan King is a huge human being. He must go at least 240, maybe 250. Bricker from 30, straight out, short and wide left. Rebound, Sullivan, and a foul called. King is going to be found guilty of bumping Drew Sullivan out of bounds. First foul of the game on either team. Out of bounds to Warsaw. Off the inbounds, they get to Bricker right corner. Now Luke in the lane, surrounded, and a whistle, and traveling called. Luke's got to get rid of that ball sooner. I mean, he's just got to get rid of it because he's not going to be able to beat a double team against guys this big and strong. Get it in there, go right away, but they're going to have to do better than what has happened the last couple times they've tried to throw it in. Near corner, three on the way by Fugit. It's good. Hit a three last night, has now 11 for the season. Northside leads 5-3. Out top for Finlinson. Out of Martin, left wing. Bounces it out top to Carson Gould. They dare him to shoot. He does. He missed it. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll belong to Northside. Carson's got to make that shot. And they're leaving him wide open. It's almost like a free throw. I mean, they're not even, when he shoots it, they don't even run out at him. They're turning around to grab the ball. King works in on Bricker, turns and shoots and scores again. They've got Bricker on him, and I'm telling you, Luke's given up 100 pounds. That might be exaggerating, but can't be much. It's at least 75. Mart left wing. And the ball taken away. Tried to turn the corner in the middle, and it will be an easy 2 points for Javion Davenport, and Matt Moore immediately wants a timeout. 9-3, Fort Wayne Northside with 5:44 left to play here in the opening quarter. Northside in the lead, 9-3. Again, the girls' game at Plymouth begins at 6 o'clock. That's when the JV starts. Varsity game will follow that. Unfortunately, we are not able to be there because we're here. And we will not have enough time to get there after this game ends. So we will be following it. Hopefully there's video stream of it. We did not get a response on that this week. So hopefully there's a way to watch that game. Should be a game that the Lady Tigers should be able to win without a lot of heavy lifting. But we'll see. And Warsaw, after the timeout, will take it up against Northside's man-to-man defense. Gould, Reed Nelson's into the game for the first time for the Tigers. So is Trey Davis, left wing. Finlinson pops out, straight out. Looking right. Now he'll bounce it to Davis at the left elbow. Now he'll find Carson Gould on the right wing. Gould, a couple dribbles, then back the right to Finlinson. Finlinson picks up his dribble, backdoor cut, Bricker for a 10-footer. He got it. He got it. Bricker with his first two of the game, 9-5. That's like a variation of pushdown. And it was well executed, and Bricker really good from just about anywhere on the floor. King, hands off for Alexander. Now for Young, and a whistle and an offensive foul call. Young pushed off against Trey Davis, and Eugene gets his first foul. Second foul against the Legends here in the opening quarter. Warsaw won the freshman game 38-29. I didn't get a chance to tease Jalen Reese. I said, what's the matter? Not down by six with 3 minutes to go today? That's what's happened the last two games. Bricker in for the left, banks it high off the glass and good. Bricker a pull-up 10-footer from the right side and now an 8-footer from the left side at Warsaw after Bricker's two baskets are within two at 9-7. At the top to Davenport. Turns the corner, ran into Carson Gould. Lobs it back out top for Young. Young back to the corner. Here's a three on the way by Davenport. No good. Trey Davis, the long rebound. Got knocked down around by King. Still has the ball. Long pass up court. Bricker tried to throw it through three sets of hands. And at Warsaw's last and goes out of bounds to Fort Wayne Northside. Against this team, you can't commit turnovers like that. You can't give the ball away. Again, you've got an opportunity to get this team into the second half tired after the game that they played last night. But you cannot give the ball away. Right corner to King against Reed Nelson, who is a pretty large guy, nothing compared to King, who's the scorecard says he's 6'5". I'm not buying that. He's bigger than that. Shot in the lane, a whistle, and a foul called. Alexander drove it in. Bricker got the foul. That's his first. First foul against Warsaw on the game with 3:49 left in the first quarter. Alexander at the free throw line to shoot two. This will be his third and fourth free throws of the season. He was 0 for 2 last night, did not shoot any in their opening two games. That one's up and in. Tyvon Alexander, a freshman, 5'8". And they're going to bring in Jordan Woods. We saw him score 10 points in the first half of the JV game. One more coming up, and it's good too. Alexander makes both. He'll come out. Woods is in. Tiger ball. And the Legends are waiting for them at midcourt. Gould across the timeline, right past the volleyball line. Left off a Nelson screen, not a Bricker. Bricker to the top of the circle, a fall away, 18-footer is way short, and the rebound, King fell down, and it's grabbed by Davenport for Fort Wayne Northside. Dumps a pass in transition, down in deep, and it's a layup for Jordan Woods. 13-7 Legends. Gould the other way, gets to the right elbow, picks up his dribble, down to Trey Davis on the baseline, makes a good head fake, drives into traffic, fakes again, back to Bricker in the corner. Bricker in the lane, a pull-up 10-footer is good. Bricker with six first quarter points, trying to keep his team in it. 13-9 Legends, 3:05 left to play in our opening quarter. Drives it to the right. King pops out, gets it between the circles, hands back to Fugit. Fugit drives in the lane around two Tigers and past the Tiger defense and to the basket for two. 15-9 in favor of Fort Wayne Northside. Trey Davis left to the key beyond the arc. Left wing for Bricker. Bricker with a good head fake, a drive in, a floater off the glass, and good again. Bricker off to a fantastic start. He's got eight of Warsaw's 11. The Tigers trail by four with 2:35 left to play here in our first. Davenport off his screen to the left wing. Gets around Finlinson, drives in, blocked from behind by Finlinson. Bricker saves it in. Long pass down court. Trey Davis will save it back to Carson Gould. He flips it underneath to Nelson. He bobbled the ball. It's kicked around and loose and taken away. Stolen by Davenport. Davenport down to the baseline, cut off. And then Trey Davis stole the pass and took it away. Davis to Bricker in the middle of the court. Luke through the center circle, driving right, gets to the elbow. He lost the handle on the ball. Taken away by Northside. Jordan Woods stripped it away, and another turnover for Warsaw. 1:50 left to play in the quarter. Northside the ball again. They lead by four. Fugit, pressure, got away from Finlinson, and then threw the ball out of bounds. Davenport started cutting up the baseline like he was expecting Fuga to throw in the ball on a backdoor cut. That never happened. He threw it behind him and into the cheerleaders. Bricker, Finlinson, Nelson all out. Meidenberger, Luke Yeager, Rob, and Brant Martin into the game for the Tigers. Martin above the three-point circle. 90 seconds left to play. First quarter. Davis up the baseline, out to Gould. Now to a three-pointer, no good by Berger. And a foul is going to be called against the Tigers. Fugate grabbed the rebound, got bumped. Yeager gets the foul, his first. And the clock is still running. And it's still running. They're trying to stop it, but they can't. Max Goheen into the game for Fort Wayne Northside. They finally got the clock stopped and reset to its proper place, which is 1:20 left to go in the quarter. Warsaw with, I believe, three straight stops, but nothing good showed of it. And a whistle, and we have the clock stuck again. The wand must not be working. So, trouble here in the Tiger Den. We have a scoreboard malfunction. 1:20 left to go in the first quarter. Both teams will head to their respective benches for a free timeout while they run to try to find a clock button that works. They have one in the Career Center gym. So Leslie Jackson just ran down the hallway. Maybe that's where she's going. Again, girls are in action tonight, too. They play at Plymouth, JV at 6. So about 45 minutes from now, they're going through their pregame warm-ups over at The Rock. We will probably be, well, unless depending on how long this delay goes, we will probably be off the air before the varsity game there starts. So Twitter, Facebook, those are places to keep track of what's going on. And we're watching, trying to find a place on the Plymouth Athletics website where they are streaming. Assistant Athletic Director Michael Houck is here to rescue the day, and it looks like the clock now is functioning properly. And we're ready to resume play. 1:15 left to go in the quarter. Northside 15, Warsaw 11. And the inbounds pass is tipped by Berger, but it's grabbed by Northside, and a three by Eugene Young is good. He had a three-pointer last night, part of his 21-point night, and now Northside leads 18-11. Martin on the handoff, bumped into by Goheen. Dumps it to Carson Gould at the left elbow. Gould drives in the lane, fakes, got in too deep, backdoor cut Davis. He got hammered in a foul call. This would be a non-shooting foul, and again, that's a very good call. He was not in the act of shooting. If he's coming off his feet trying to shoot the ball there, then it's two free throws. Fugit with the foul, his first, team's third of the opening quarter, and the inbounds pass is thrown away. Warsaw just having a hard time handling the basketball against this Fort Wayne Northside squad. The inbounds pass thrown from the baseline all the way out to the near sideline, and the Legends have it with 45 seconds left. They got a chance for the last say of the quarter and the first possession of quarter two. They've got the possession arrow. Goheen, near side, Young, up the baseline. Oh, he threw it to a wide open Devon Haney under the basket, but the freshman couldn't handle it, and it's out of bounds to Warsaw. The Tigers get a big break there. Javius Davenport is into the game for Fort Wayne Northside. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Bricker's coming to the scorer's table. They're going to put him in for the final possession of the period. He comes in for Trey Davis. So it's Jaeger, Bricker, Martin, Gould, and Berger out there for Warsaw. Clock running, 27 seconds left. Carson Gould steps across the line ahead of the 10 count. He's got Goheen waiting for him there, but not playing him very tightly. 13 seconds. He slowly walks it toward the center circle, now is in it. 9 seconds, he goes left, dribbles right, dribbles left, down to the block, falling, firing, missed it. Rebound grabbed by Jordan Woods for Northside, and a three-quarter court shot is wide right at the buzzer. After one, Northside 18, Warsaw 10, 11. We'll start quarter two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.